Don't give me that look, pretty boy. Yeah, you're cute enough. Sure, it's got you out of more than a few sticky situations.
Well.
And into a whole lot more. But you should know what those guys went through before they died.
Oh, really? I'd rather not. I'm just a hospital visitor. I'm organizing Skittles at 5. Not that you'd be able to come.
This isn't a hospital.
Says who?
Says the locked door and the guards on the other side.
How do you know about the...
I may not be able to walk, but never underestimate what I can do on my hands and knees.
See, you're such a fighter, champ.
It was you, wasn't it?
I tell you, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, these grapes are nearly gone.
You've been played, Norton. They put you in a position where you were only obeying orders. They probably told you it was for the best. But it went wrong. I went back to try and save them. I couldn't.
Careful, you're tearing bandages. Don't get so excited.
Do you know what it is like to stand in a room full of people knowing that they're all gonna die? That you're gonna watch that, and you'll survive. It's horrible. Looking them in the eye, knowing that, even though they're crying with pain and fear...
Jack.
The screaming is only gonna get worse. There comes a point when a man catches fire.
Must we?
A point where he's burning, but he's still alive. Still looking at you. You could just about save him, but you can't save a room full of them. A room full of men burning. Still alive. And screaming.
And you were one of them.
Yes. The lucky one. You know what it feels like?
Must be awful.
No. The worst thing is, I stood and watched, and for a tiny moment I felt better than them. Because I knew I'd survive.
Good for you. I am sorry. I didn't know. I'm glad you survived.
So am I. Because I knew you'd come and visit, and then I could... kill you!
Now. Better not overexert yourself. Just have a spot of bed rest. Sorry. I'm sorry about all this unpleasantness. Anyway, look, I've eaten all the grapes. Best be going. Get well soon, Jack.
I'll kill you, Norton Folgate! I will kill you!